I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about supernova, dark matter, dark energy, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have my officially co-host, no other than Mr. Vicky.
Hi, it's Vicky. I'm back. Yeah. Long time no see.
It is our first episode for this year or the second episode?
This is our first.
Oh, yes. This is our first episode for this year. And we are happy to tell you that we are now on number 2 best abstract podcast on the planet.
Wow.
Given by Player FM. So thank you so much, Player FM, for this opportunity that we are on number 2 spot. I hope after 3 months we are number 1.
Ooh, big goal.
Aiming for the stars, right, Mr. Vicky?
yeah.
Well, thank you again for Player FM also. My book 101 review is on the top 6. Wow, top 6. Thank you so much. I'm always on your list. And our third season is coming for this podcast, and we are planning that this podcast will be bigger, better, and bolder. So watch out for that. We're going to reformat what we're doing right now. Will be better. Right, Mr. Vicky?
Way better.
way better. So before we go on, again, I want to invite you to listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on my third season with Chef Alessandro. It's number 12 best food podcast on the planet. And my book 101 review, I have my new co-host, Chris Tetrablay, is award-winning author. And watch out for our first episode this coming February. And as I said, all my podcasts will be bigger, better, and bolder. And for my abstract essay, I'm pleased to announce that Mr. Vicky will be my co-host officially starting on my third season.
Awesome.
Starting now.
Oh, unofficial, but official.
It's official. Starting now is my co-host. So watch out for our next episode or next season starting on the first week of March. So, Mr. Vicky, what is your reaction to the review of Mr. Vincent Lucas, which told him to review all your manga? Most of them are manga, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes. What can you say?
He's very honest. Which I like.
I said, oh, Mr. Frankenstein, do you know that Mr. Vicky rated this 9.5? I said. And the best is the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man.
Yes, like that. Spider-Verse. I think we have a second episode and we're going to rate all your manga because they love manga.
Uh-oh.
Yes. By the way, Vincent Lucas is my son, so he will be again on my second episode or third episode. I persuade him to do a review of Mr. Vicky paintings. So, Mr. Vicky, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, remember almost a month ago in December, we talked about my work in progress of my Ice Magician piece. And since then, I've not drawn much. So I took a bit of a break, and yes. So we're going to talk about the finished version of the Ice Magician piece, the finalized, colored, jaded, perfected version.
Yes, You compare for the old one, this is more way excellent. How do you describe the old one to the new one? What is the Ice Magician piece?
For me, the biggest thing I wanted to change in this piece and in this update was making her a lot less angry looking and more mysterious and cold, like a cold gaze, like showing that she's like angry but not showing it directly.
Yes.
So I wanted to focus on that. I really wanted this to be more wintry and have all of her ice particles in the background, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And this is just the finalization of my vision, I suppose.
I think you nailed it. If you compare to Mr. Frankenstein, it's the same style of painting, right? So if you compare to Mr. Frankenstein and to this Ice Magician, what is the big difference?
This is Frankenstein or
Miss
whatever.
Frankenstein.
I think the way I colored her, she's a lot more like bright and bold and saturated. But this one I went with a more cool tone, a lot more grays, more blues, and just make the whole piece sort of not as like piece is this bright, one piece is this bright, it's all sort of like a scene in this one.
Yes. So is it difficult to do the burning book? Is the burning or light coming out?
I imagine it as like a cold mist coming out of the book, like a icy cold, like when you have the dragon breath when it's like winter and you like that to
Yes. Yes.
the
Yeah, I love the way you describe it. Sounds cool. Okay, so the last time you told us is like the book is burning. So why you change that?
I think having it being more subtle is nicer, so you can focus more on the character itself. And I was originally gonna have it like sort of like almost tentacle-like and with like blue spikes coming out or something like that, but it was too much, so I decided to dial it back and make it more misty.
Yes, I think it's perfect that way. If you compare the old one, the emotion is different. From the first painting of yours, what is, you told us before, it's mad, I think, if it's angry, right? But suddenly you change it to more cool. How did you do that?
Well, the biggest thing is just the smile is like it's smiling but not really, because you can tell by
Yes.
the eyes are not smiling in this one. And yeah, that was the biggest thing, the eyes and the smile,
Yeah,
because yeah.
the recent one is like it's smiling, but deep inside is mad.
Yeah, the original one was annoyed.
It hard to painting the emotion of people?
Yes. Because emotion can always be obvious sometimes.
Yes.
So you gotta sort of imagine like every like layer of everything. Like the eyes tell a story, the mouth tells a story, the way she's positioned. Her posture, that was something as well.
Yes,
So there's
that's
lots of things, yeah, that go into it.
great. So after 5 years, if you want to modify this painting of yours, which one you want to modify?
I think just focusing on the way fabric, I color fabric maybe, because I do like it, but I think I'm not still not great at fabric, I think. Because I don't draw dresses very often. I always draw hoodies and t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, it's true. So do you think this piece of yours or the Ice Magician will top Miss Frankenstein in your rating?
Well, First, I think it has to because it's actually a full scene compared to Frankenstein. You know, it's not just the top of the shoulders up.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Mr. Vincent might disagree, but I do like this one a lot, yes.
Yes. So, who inspired you in painting of this ice magician?
not really anyone. I just sort of.
Inspired. I think last time you were talking about the because when you did this a week ago, you have lots of snow in Vancouver.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
it lasts for a week, and then oh, I need to draw this one because
Yeah, I
it's
know.
good.
I got inspired by the environment, not by anyone else, I think, yeah.
Just like, oh, I need to do this because it's a piece of winter. Is it that like that?
And also, it was like the ending of December, and I hadn't drawn anything winter related. So I was like,
Oh wow.
yeah.
Oh really? Oh, that's
Oh, gotta do something winter quickly.
Oh yes. So what kind of style of paintings did you apply for Ice Magician?
I use a lot of the lasso tool. Lasso tool. It's hard to describe it actually, but it's like you select an area and then you use a brush and color within the little area you selected, and it makes it a lot easier when you're doing like trying to make this like shading quickly. And that's how I was able to do the original one so fast in like 2 or 3 hours. It's that much coloring.
Yes.
So yeah, just like lasso tool. I played with like a lot of different kinds of brushes with textured brushes. Like all the snow in the background is like that's a brush like a snowflake brush I got on Clip Studio Paint, which is what I used to draw.
Yes.
Same with the mist. It's got like a textured sort of scratchiness to it that I got from a textured brush as well.
So, if you want to rate this painting of yours 1 to 10, where is it?
I think this will be the new top one, the new 10.
Yes, finally you have a 10.
Yes.
Is it 10 plus or 10?
I think 10, because if you go 10 plus, that's too much. You gotta have a bar.
Think in the future you can do 10 plus.
No, this will just go down to 9.9.
Of 9.9.
Yeah, that's how it'll work. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. For all the paintings that you did, this is, I think, the best one.
Thank you, thank
Yes.
you.
If you compare to Miss Frankenstein, this painting of yours is more clear and more cool and more subtle, which is, you did great to this painting. I hope you will do this every time you paint like this.
That's a bit of pressure, but okay.
One of a kind, Mr. Vicky. It's
That
something
is,
unique, yes.
this is something that you would like print out and like sign it at like a
Yes.
convention or something. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's good for your cover of your book. That'd be
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And where are you in your compiling your book?
I've just been so busy, you know, with everything.
Are ready to bind them and give the
Not yet,
manuscript?
not
Almost there, people. So watch out for Mr. Vicky book launch. Mr. Vicky is doing compiling all his best painting on his Instagram account so that you can carry or you can glance in one sitting. Okay,
yet.
people, watch out for that. And Mr. Ficky, what else you can say about this painting of yours?
I think I sort of increased the level of quality with this kind of piece, so maybe look forward to this kind of quality in the future, I hope.
Yes.
Yes.
So how many days or a month you did this?
Oh, this was just like 2 days.
Wow. So how about if we do it like in 5 days in one painting? I mean to say it's 10 plus.
Oh, wow.
10 plus if you give 5 days, right?
Might be a lot more characters, maybe for 5 days worth of painting.
So what comes to your mind when you paint, you are doing this painting?
Oh, I just really wanted to have a piece on my Instagram account that's like not that tells more of a story, I guess. That was my biggest thing, just having some kind of like story to go with this. Some kind of winter scene, some kind of background relating to the character, mainly.
Yes. If you will make a story about Ice Magician and how you just started.
She got her winter her powers from the winter. How about
Yes.
that?
It's like what could this character from Marvel that no, I think it's Marvel or DC that producing ice on it. Iceman. I think in DC they have Iceman. Do you think they have for your story if you're making it, do you think it's the same power that she possess?
Iceman.
Of course, ice magician. Right?
yeah. Let's go with that.
Yes. It's the same power definitely that have can create or can move glacier. Wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I guess so.
So the ice magician, if you compare to your top five best paintings, what make this 10 plus or 10? What make this 10?
Oh, just the quality and the effort I put into it, I think just makes it shoot up there. It's just like the Spider-Man one where I put a lot of effort into the wavy coloring in the background and the yeah, it's just the amount of effort I put into it. I put it up in higher my personal ranking, I'd
Yes,
say.
that's true. It's one of a kind. I think what you said, you rated this painting of yours 10. Yes, it definitely 10. So you need to put this on your cover of your book. Yes. So what are the colors that you put on this painting?
It's mainly just a lot of cool grays, a lot of sort of a hint of purplish tone in the bottom, and very bright cyan colors for the mist. Relatively, it's mostly blue because I
Yes.
wanted the blue scene, the blue picture.
I like the blue eyes. How did you do that? It's like the eyes is real. How you do it? Is it hard to do that?
The eyes?
Yes.
Well, you draw eyes, make it blue, and then you add this kind of airbrush over the eyes to make it sort of glow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So if you want to draw this painting of yours into a man, is it okay? Is it the same angle or you will change it?
I think it might do more dramatic angle. Maybe he's lot more angrier, maybe.
Yes, I think so.
But
Because you
this one's more like a hidden anger with maybe with a male character be like very visible and anger.
Yes, because women usually hide their feelings.
Oh.
Women, like they really want to show that, oh, I'm mad, I'm so powerful like that.
Okay.
Yes. So, Mr. Vicky, Are we expecting the same painting of yours for the next week or next month?
Yes.
Oh yes. Oh, that's good spirit, Mr. Vicky. That's be awesome. And we are expecting for a better and better paintings, and Mr. Vincent and I, we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna rate it. Wow, you have now your own critics.
Oh gosh. I have an audience I can actually hear now.
Yes. So do you think in the future, what else you can improve in your paintings?
I definitely want to work on sort of how I design clothes, I guess.
Yes, that'd be
How to
awesome.
draw clothes but better, yeah.
How about the emotion? Would you like to more emphasize the emotion, or you are satisfied with what you're doing right now?
I think I could start looking to make more exaggerated emotions, maybe. Like how like Disney characters are really like expressive.
Yes, the
Yeah.
character, yes, it's true. So what will be your advice for those aspiring paintings like you to motivate to do what they want or what they want to paint?
Don't look to others for approval, I think, is the biggest thing. If you like paint something that you could be satisfied with at the end, that's the most important part.
Yes. Don't be intimidated of what people say. Be like instrument to be better, right? Make that an inspiration to strive for the best.
Yeah.
Very well done, Mr. Vicky, for your recent painting. I admire it, and it's 10 plus for me, okay? If you say 10, 10 plus for me.
Wow. Thank you.
It's nice. And so where do people see your paintings?
You can see me on Instagram and TikTok at FruitSKU, FRUITSKUE.
Yes. Are you planning to go beyond that, to go to other, social media like Twitter or YouTube?
I've thought about Twitter actually, but I don't know. What can I say that's like interesting that
Yes.
people would like, you know?
Sooner or later, right?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yes, once again, thank you, Player FM, for being the number two best abstract podcast this 2023. And
Yeah.
we are very grateful for our listeners. Mr. Vicky and I will do our best for our third season to be bigger, better, and bolder. And we are aiming for the number one, of course.
Of course,
Yes. And please support Mr. Vicky when the book is being published. It's collections of Mr. Vicky paintings on his Instagram or his top 100. So please do watch out for that. And Mr. Vicky, thank you for your time.
thank you as well.
Can we do next week again and a week and a week again?
Yeah, never ends.
Never end. Morning on, people. See you soon.